Welcome to Come Heal Yourself with Monica Goyle on OM Times Radio. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle.
Namaste, listeners. Happy New Year. A very, very happy 2016 to you all. And I really pray and wish it would be a fabulous year for all of you. Would you like to find joy and create your highest potentials in the new year? What could be the better way of starting? Let's welcome Cindy Lepore, who is an internationally renowned reader, channel, speaker, and best-selling author. She was chosen to be the worldwide Who's Who directory for her contributions on behalf of the dolphins during the Gulf oil spill. And I'm so honored to have her. She's been my teacher, my guru, and has given me so much. And I wanted to have her to share that with you all. Thank you so much, Cindy. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm so honored. So, Cindy, tell us about...
Me too.
We all are so looking forward to learn from you and know you and how you came on this journey and do what you are doing today.
Oh, well, I started with the dolphins and the ocean activism many, many, many years ago. And I lived on a sailboat for 5 years where I actually lived with the dolphins. I've always been psychic. And I was honored to be a member of a group that taught me how to channel out 20 years ago.
Wow.
And my chihuahua taught me how to talk to the dolphins. So I've always been a scuba diver, ocean child, and part mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
So that just fit in great, enhancing my psychic abilities and creating flow. So it's been quite the adventure. And then we had the Gulf oil spill.
Mm-hmm.
That happened in my backyard where I had to go and cue dolphins themselves and put my own career as a psychic and a medium on hold for a while I created a film that brought what was going on with the dolphins to worldwide attention.
Mm-hmm.
I do reading for science and for animals. And,
yeah.
And after the Gulf oil spill and I had to recover for a while, I ended up writing books, which I never thought I would do. In fact, I tell spirit that I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
I learned a long time ago, never say never to spirit, because that's exactly what you'll end up doing.
So how did you feel attracted towards dolphin?
Well, number one, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Number two, they live in the ocean, which is my second. And I was actually doing communication with my chihuahua while I was on the sailboat, which was my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And my chihuahua, Abigail, told me, we were up on the front and we were playing with the dolphins that were all surrounding the boat. And she said, look, there's no babies with these dolphins. And so I leaned over and said out loud to the dolphins, go get your babies. Where are they? And they all disappeared.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I got mad at Abigail for a moment and I said, you know, you just made all the dolphins disappear. What the heck just happened? And she goes, no, wait a minute. And pretty soon we had a pod of over 200 dolphins with babies.
Oh, my God.
And they were turning on their side. And Abigail were looking at the dolphins, and the dolphins were looking at us, and I realized in that moment, these guys were more intelligent than me.
Wow.
And so that's kind of what started with the dolphins. I've been talking to them ever since.
But before that, also you were teaching Ascension workshops.
Yes, I taught 350 people in the state of Mississippi Ascension Reiki. Mm-hmm. And so I was very, very much into spreading the word and teaching people in very real ways how to work with energy and psychic ability and how to heal people, which came from my nursing background. Which was up another journey.
Yeah.
And I eventually had to leave. And then when I was teaching my classes in Ascension Reiki, I ended up, Spirit kind of plunked me into the middle of this amazing group in Huntsville, Alabama, that ended up taking me in directions that I had no idea I was going in, and learning to work with the angelics and the hierarchy. So, and also develop tools to teach people how to create real change in their lives quickly and easily, and do it. And then the dolphins brought joy into that.
So, Cindy, are you also able to work remotely with dolphins?
Very much so. I work with humans remotely. I work with animals remotely. In the world of quantum physics, there is no time or space, and there's no such place as far away. And so it's just as easy, if not more easy, for me to work with people at a distance than it is to work with people face-to-face, because I found that most of my readings are by phone, and if I'm in my protected area, it's so much easier for me to get the visual than it is if I'm actually working with someone face to face, because their energy is almost as distracting what the angelics are saying and what their guides and masters are saying.
Could you elaborate on that? Could you explain how? And, I mean, how it is different and how it interferes?
People tend to have their own ideas of what things should look like. And that tends to, it's a three-way conversation. I see the guides, I hear the guides, sometimes I feel them and smell them. And there's really not a lot of limitations on the information that I can get, except that I can't read somebody for somebody. That's a violation of free will on the part of the person. And sometimes that's just being nosy. But with what I do, having my clear space, even though I put up all protections and everything that I do, having my clear space, it's like that I've got a television screen in front of me where I can see, get pictures of what the guys are trying to tell me much easier and clearer than I can if I've got a person sitting in front of me. Does that make sense?
Sure, it does. So I know we have a lot to talk about ascension, and could you tell us what is it, ascension, and how does it affect us?
Okay. First of all, let's define what ascension actually is. We are a spectrum of vibration. And in our normal day-to-day lives, when we're going about everything, we hold a frequency. Every single person on the planet has their own signature frequency. As the planet is going through ascension right now, they've shown me that we are actually turning into a beautiful blue star. And that just shines with this brilliant light. And as passengers on this beautiful planet, we are also raising our vibration. And that's actually the definition of ascension, is the ability to raise your frequencies and hold those frequencies. The higher frequencies are joy, love, and peace. The lower frequencies, the frequencies that don't have as high of a vibrational frequency, are like fear and anger and being in your head, where when you're in your joy and your love, you're actually living in your heart. And the dolphins have shown me several ways that you can actually shift your world in an instant just by changing your focus and your frequency.
Interesting.
At the least, you're happier.
So how, I mean, I feel, when these higher frequencies are available to us, then we should all be able to tap in easily. Right?
And we can.
So why do we choose to live in the misery? Why is it? Why does it feel so difficult to stay in that bliss?
Well, for one thing, we have a full range of emotions. And every emotion is valid. And we live in a planet of duality. Where we are here to experience all of these emotions. Usually the first thing I recommend is turn off the TV and turn off the news. Because that's the quickest way to get yourself unhappy and scared to death that I can think of.
Please stay tuned with us. We will be back after a very short break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times.
Back? Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back, Cindy. We were talking about ascension, what ascension is, and when we have all the positivity and love and all higher vibration emotions available, why do we choose to be miserable? And Cindy was explaining us that we live in this world of duality.
Right. Also, most people don't understand that joy is not an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is an emotion.
Yeah.
Joy is a frequency. You can have, as a matter of fact, I've had this experience where I was crying, and I was so real and so present
mm-hmm.
that the feeling of the tears running down my cheeks were absolutely exquisite.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how children are, how they feel all their emotions, but they shift on a dime?
Mm-hmm. They do.
We're taught not to do that. We're taught not to do that. We're taught not to have, you know, and our parents, bless their hearts, they didn't have the tools that we have. So mm-hmm. they didn't know how to creatively show us how to manage our emotions. And anger is just energy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm angry, all of a sudden I've got the cleanest house in three planets because I channeled that energy. I recognize this, that it is an energy only.
Mm-hmm.
And I can use that energy for positive things, or I can use that energy for negative things. Just because you're in the higher frequencies is not all rainbows and butterflies. It seems like it would be nice, but, you know, there are things in this world that do need to be changed. And, you know, but one of the things that you look at when you're making a stand, like in the oil spill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was not okay to dump thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of oil into the water.
Yeah.
No, it was not okay to damage the environment. Yes, it was okay to stand up
mm-hmm.
and point out the horrible things that were going on.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to do it at the right frequency, or you were adding to the problem, not creating the solution. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally. Mm-hmm.
So joy is not an emotion. Joy is a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Love is a frequency. Yes, we manifest it in different ways, but it is an actual frequency. I had to learn to love the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could not transform it either way.
Mm.
And it's seeing things from a higher perspective and manifesting that. If you're not clear and you're not present, you're not going to be able to maintain the higher frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I'm going to do before the end of the program is I'm going to kind of walk everybody through the a little exercise that I do
mm-hmm.
that will help you get clear and present and be in your joy in any given moment.
I would love that. So, we would love that, Cindy. Thank you.
So, in maintaining the higher frequencies, one of the things that we need to look at is the ability to be the divine observer in our lives and learn how. What's our programming? What's our blocks? What's our underlying belief systems? How am I manifesting this into the world? Am I manifesting it from joy, or am I running this self program?
Mm-hmm.
If you're running an old program that doesn't serve you anymore, you have to be cognitive enough to go, wow, that was interesting. I just did that again for the millionth time and expected different results.
Mm-hmm.
And then you send yourself up and you do it differently next time. It's almost addictive how we are to to these old belief systems when mm-hmm. now with we have tools to be able to transform it instantly. The thing about it is the hardest part is remembering to do it. I always say when you're butt deep in alligators, it's very hard to remember to drain the swamp. And so when you're in the midst and triggered, when the negative emotions are triggered within yourself, the hardest thing is to remember, oh, I have these tools. And I can stop for a minute and I can breathe through this. It's not about stuffing it mm-hmm. because all emotions are allowed. It is about transmuting it and transforming it as quickly as possible to where you're back to the peace and the love and the joy and the abundance. And everybody can tell when they're in the flow and when they're not in the flow. I mean,
it's a choice.
You're stuck. You know you're stuck.
Yeah.
It is a choice, but sometimes it's not a conscious choice. It's an unconscious choice.
Mm-hmm.
That we're making in the moment until you catch yourself.
Right.
So it's taking these things we've learned all of our lives and creating different habits.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all going to fall in the mud. We're all going to get stuck. And that's why the dolphins are all about relationships. The moment that you're stuck and you're sitting there and you're going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? And you forget everything that you've ever known. The simplest thing is to pick up the phone with somebody who loves you
mm-hmm.
and go, I'm stuck. And sometimes just that alone will get you unstuck.
Yeah.
We'll show you the programming. We'll show you what you need to know in order to get back to what I call the joyful sane self.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
So true, yeah.
And also, we've got so many energetic tools nowadays, like we have dowsing to tell what our frequencies are. We have all these amazing healers that are across the planet now.
Right.
That's probably about 1 in 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, the fearmongers get all the attention, but there's a large percentage of the planet that is awake and alive and teaching these things and showing us a better way. And it gets easier and easier as the frequencies get higher and higher on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about but the key to that is being able to observe yourself
mm-hmm.
and your own behaviors. And don't do it from a judgmental point of view. Just do it from a loving point of view. Wow, that hurt my feelings. Okay. I'm responsible for my feelings getting hurt. So what do I need to do now? Do I need to take a stand for myself out mm-hmm. of self-love? Do I need to just this person and choose what you're going to do consciously
mm-hmm.
instead of this all negative karmic records and patterns, which are easily removed in a myriad of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And all this all energy, we're not even stuck in anymore.
But it can be so hard, Cindy, when you are in that state.
Which is the key to self-observation.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is recognize you are in that state. Okay. So, if I'm triggered and I'm in this state, and the first thing you do is you breathe. Take a deep, conscious breath.
Yeah.
That alone. The moment we're stressed, the moment we're triggered, the first thing we're going to do is stop breathing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So taking that moment to go and to take a really deep, conscious breath will help you get back. And that's such a simple thing.
And we don't remember to do that. Yeah.
But the moment that you do remember it is when it helps.
Yes.
And the thing about it is, with these high frequencies and things moving faster, we're actually moving through the stuck periods faster.
Mm-hmm.
We're just in such a different reality, we can't remember how we did it before.
Right.
I mean, where it would take us months to get stuck, now it takes us 3 or 4 days. Big difference. We mm-hmm. need to give ourselves credit for that.
Yeah, self-love is very important.
Absolutely. You start with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you can move out
mm-hmm.
to your world. But it all begins within your own heart and within your own being and within your own self-observation.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably at least 5 to 6 times a day I stop, I do a check-in with myself, and I go, am I breathing? Am I stressed? How am I doing? How am I feeling? What do I need to do for myself in this moment? And it doesn't take but just a second to do that self-check-in. But when you get in the habit, it can transform your life in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. It can.
So everybody take a really, really deep breath right now.
Mm.
And really, instead of taking that breath, receive that breath. Feels really good just to breathe, doesn't it? Life is actually pretty simple on the dolphin planes and on the spiritual plane.
Yes, you're right. We'll come back after a short break.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting with your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and tap into that innate potential you have to transform your life and fly high. Please join me, your host Monica Goyal, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Namaste.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
we are back. And I wanted to share that Cindy is a bestseller author for The Dolphins and Whales Forever and Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker to assist the children and grown-ups to better understand the gifts Spirit and Dolphins have provided for us. And both books are available on Amazon. So I would highly encourage you to take a look at those and, you know, create joy in your life. Welcome back, Cindy.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm also going to be taking people down to Costa Rica to swim with the dolphins and whales. And we're going to have a week-long immersion
wow.
in dolphin energies. I'm going to be doing play talks and teaching people tools and showing people my Costa Rica since I just spent 6 months there last year.
Wow. And how long is this workshop?
It will be a week long. It's on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Heart Day. The week of Valentine's Day. And if people would like information, they can go to my website, which is www.dolphinhugs.net, N-E-T, or contact me on Facebook.
Awesome. That would be wonderful. So where in Costa Rica, Cindy?
Drake Bay. In Drake Bay and in that area is some of the most primitive and mm-hmm. the most pristine jungle on the planet. And it's also the area where the dolphins and whales come together from the north and the south, and they have super pies.
Mm.
And I've been out there where we had like 2,000 dolphins. And just to show people a bit of difference in frequencies, mm-hmm. if people want to experience frequencies, can you say bubbles and be unhappy?
Mm-hmm.
Just bubbles. Can you picture a dolphin and be mm-hmm. unhappy unless you're scared to death of the water?
Mm-hmm.
There are things on this planet that bring instant joy.
Hmm.
So, you know, I don't do workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Just say the word workshop for a minute. I do play shops.
Mm.
Do you
How fun.
Feel the difference in frequencies? Yeah. And we don't work at anything. We play with everything.
Awesome. Sounds so relaxing and
so
fun.
So when you can shift mindset. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can learn just as – I don't know why Western society thinks that in order to accomplish anything, it has to be work.
Mm-hmm.
That instantly lowers the vibration. Instantly. But if you can take something and make it your passion and your play, feel the difference in how that feels moving forward.
Mm-hmm. How true.
So, yeah, so that's some of the tools that you can use to create the life that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the dolphins are so clear and the angelic realm, you know. In order to create the higher vibrational frequencies, you have to take yourself lightly.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to learn how to laugh at yourself. And you have to learn how to, if nothing else, be kind.
Yeah.
There's three main things that we come to this planet to learn. We come to this planet to learn self-love,
mm-hmm.
service to others, and love for others.
Yeah.
Three main things. You're going to find one area, and this is true across the board, all the readings that I do, just about everybody on this planet will have 2 out of 3. And if they're great with service and they're great with love for others, then they're not balanced on the love for themselves.
Mm.
You know, if they're
yeah.
great with love for themselves, then they aren't balanced in service. You know, and it's just a challenge, and it's part of what we come down here to create.
Mm.
And it's part of what gets us back, you know, that, okay, we're meeting all these goals in this area, but our cup is empty.
Yeah.
So we get to find the balance of how to negotiate this world and create balance in our lives and create mm-hmm. breathing and create safety and create joy and choose love and do it moment to moment.
Yeah.
Because actually that's all we have is this moment.
So true. If we all start living in a moment, in the present moment, I don't think we will have so many. We will create so many issues for us.
That, and if we actually quit dehumanizing each other.
Mm-hmm.
The dolphins have a 1,000-year plan, and they have what they call the Save the Humans Project.
Hmm.
A fellow, when they first started approaching me with it and all these tools. But they're genuinely and deeply concerned because one of the things that they've noticed, even from the water, is that humans are so lonely.
Hmm.
And they don't feel safe and scared, and they're afraid to connect, and they're afraid not to.
Hmm.
And
yeah.
Desperately and deeply to connect with each other. There's all these reasons why they can't.
Hmm.
Connection with each other. Can you imagine if we could all just stop for just a second and see each other as real people with real feelings and everybody on the same page? And I think the war would probably stop.
That's so true.
I think that. Yeah, and it's a choice, and that is another part of being in the ascension energy and being in the higher vibration is being willing to be vulnerable, being mm-hmm. willing. And sometimes that's the word, that's the key word. I am willing to see this differently.
Yeah.
And that can and heal a lot of things in your life instead of being stuck in the ideas of what we think it should look like.
Yeah.
Being able to go with the flow, that's the dolphin journey is going with the flow, learning how to tread water when it's time to tread water, learning how to float when it's time to float, and learning when to swim. I got a whole section in my book. It's called Dolphin Rules for Shark Pool.
Mm.
And humorous. My whole book is humorous, and there's really no bad guy in the book, which they told me I couldn't write it that way, and I went, yes, I can. It's my book.
Yeah.
And Billy, actually, it's the most amazing journey because I came under attack from a bunch of people who were all supposed to be dolphin people. And it was like, what the heck had just happened? And out of that came, and again, switching from a negative to a positive, came the dolphin rules for shark pools.
Yeah.
Out of that came the need to create safety within myself. And for myself, and realizing that most people who are attacking attack because they don't feel safe within their own being.
Yeah.
If you feel safe, if you feel loved, you feel nurtured, you really don't have any interest in attacking somebody else.
That's so true.
People don't think of it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So transforming the way we look at the world and being in joy. I mean, I have gotten to the point that I can put my little bubble of safety around myself and I can look at somebody that is absolutely pitching a fit
mm-hmm.
in front of me. And instead of it triggering me, it's like watching a 2-year-old. mm-hmm. and just kind of going, wow, this person's really angry, you know, and just being fascinated by the whole process. And when you don't get, when you don't jump in those stormy waters with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and you just hold the space down to be however they are in that moment,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing how they'll just transform through it.
Yeah.
It's like you're holding the space mm-hmm. for them to step into.
That's beautiful.
And remembering to breathe while you're doing it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't get upset and angry when your role's pitching a fit in the middle of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, unless they're going to injure themselves, we choose to ignore it.
Right. We do.
Well, we're not much, that much different when we get grown either. Mm-hmm. We still have the same feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And those feelings are okay.
They're okay. Yes.
It's just not okay to get stuck in them.
Yeah. How true is that?
Yeah. And there's other things that you can do to transform out of that kind of energy too. Mm-hmm. One of it is, we call it opening your net.
Mm-hmm.
And just allowing that energy to flow through.
Mm-hmm.
And not stick. Therein, again, is the power of observation.
It's the power of observation.
Not getting caught up in someone else's emotions.
Mm-hmm. That's such an important and beautiful thing to remember, Cindy. And it can transform lives around us.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
This is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we are back. And Cindy, I remember you said you would be sharing some tools and processes with us so we can tap into that higher frequency. And we would love
Absolutely.
to.
Absolutely. I get so excited about this.
I am so excited, and I'm sure all the listeners are. We all want to be joyful.
Absolutely. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to picture a beautiful, beautiful bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put that bubble in between our hands, and we're going to let it get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it reaches from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. So I'm going to give you just a minute to take a deep breath and start forming this bubble, letting it get bigger and bigger and bigger. It can be any color you want. It can be pink or green or orange or yellow or purple or polka dotted. Whatever it is, let's make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when your bubble reaches the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to say, well, first of all, let's take a deep breath. And I want you to say, I am, and put your name in there. So I'm going to say, I am Cindy. And then I want you to connect your bubble directly with the light, with Source, with God, with your angels. And just allow that connection to come all the way down into your heart. And I want you to ask all energies that are not my own, step outside of my bubble now. All energies that are not my own, step outside of my bubble now. And when you feel like that's complete, the dolphins call that squeezing your sponge, by the way. So that clears all the energies out of your bubble. So you can put anything in your bubble that you want to. Normally, the first thing I do is I ask my highest guides and masters to please step back into my bubble now. The ones that are in total alignment with love and light. And I just take a deep breath and I feel those energies. Because when you're completely by yourself in your bubble, your energies are going to feel different than they do when your guides and your angels step back in. So this is a way of getting to know who you are on a soul level. So take just a second and let's feel what it feels like to have our bubble with our guides and angels connected to Source. And take just a second and take a deep breath. Just receive that breath. Doesn't that feel yummy? And then the next step that we're going to do is that the dolphins explained to me that most humans don't feel safe. When we don't feel safe, it's very hard to feel love and joy and abundance and all the higher frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So connect in with your heart. And again, say, I am, and your name. I am safe on planet Earth. In this moment, I am safe. And just breathe that in. In this moment, I am safe. Do you feel how your shoulders just kind of relaxed? And all of a sudden you went, wow, maybe this is true. In this moment, I might be safe. And I keep repeating that until I actually do feel my shoulders go down and my body relax. And then the next step we're going to do is whatever you would like to put into your bubble, it's time to fill that bubble up now. And you can put as many frequencies in that bubble as you want to. You can put joy in there. I am Cindy. I am filling my bubble with joy. And I'm carrying my bubble with me everywhere I go so that every person that I meet is just filled with joy. Do this as an experiment. Just before you walk into the store while you're still in your car, do your bubble, do your I am safe, and then fill your bubble with joy. And every person that you come in contact with, watch their expression. There's something called micro expression, which is the look that people get on their face when they first see you before they have a chance to guard it. And it is so funny to me to watch people's reactions and the children's reactions to me when I do these bubbles of joy and I'm just spreading joy all through the store and walking around doing my normal daily thing.
Mm-hmm.
The kids love it. They catch it right off. The cashiers, all of a sudden, they brighten up. And the more we play with this, the mm-hmm. more profound it actually gets.
Yeah.
And the more joy we can create in our lives and the more abundance. Anytime I'm not in alignment with a frequency like abundance, I literally fill my bubble up with abundance and I just breathe until every cell in my body is in alignment and has the same frequency, and my bubble is just full of abundance and abundance of whatever I want, an abundance of joy, an abundance of love, an abundance of money.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are things that we can create in a moment when we line our frequencies up with them. Because when you line your frequencies up with them, law of attraction is going to come in.
Yeah.
But you can't work at it. You have to play with it because it puts a whole different frequency in there. When I walk up to someone and I am talking with them, very quietly, a lot of times I'll say to myself, I am fully present with this person. And I literally get into the moment and connect with that person eye to eye.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, heart to heart. And I truly see that person. I truly listen to what they're saying. I'm not in my head. I'm not thinking about the next thing that I'm going to say. I am being in my bubble, present with myself, and present with the person that's in front of me. It will transform. And doing that from a safe space.
Yeah.
And that transforms everything. The moment that you get stuck, do a bubble. Actually, you can't really do too many bubbles. And it's such fun to play with. Before you go to sleep at night,
mm-hmm.
create your bubble. Into your bubble, peace and sweet dreams.
Yeah.
You can put anything that you want in your bubble.
I am feeling so relaxed.
And just do it as a game. I tell you what, I'm an issue at times.
Yeah.
I want anybody that listens to this program for just 24 hours
mm-hmm.
to play with this and keep it down.
So,
and then when you're done,
sorry.
Just experience it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, so we can create as many bubbles as we want.
Absolutely.
And this exercise actually connected me right away, and I'm feeling so relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like right away.
It's yummy.
So it's beautiful. I really love it. And I'm sure our listeners are as well. This is beautiful gift. A beautiful New Year gift from you, Cindy. So grateful.
Oh, my pleasure.
So what? When do you suggest is the... I know at night it would be lovely to be in peace. And wake up relaxed and feeling peaceful.
Mm-hmm. And well, the first thing you do is you squeeze your sponge.
Mm-hmm.
Get all of the frequencies from the day away. And then fill your bubble with peaceful sleep.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
There's really no limit to what we can do with.
Totally. So grateful to you, Cindy. Thank you so much. It's an honor, a pleasure to have you here. And thank you so much, listeners. Wish you once again a very, very happy 2016. See you next week. Namaste. Have a blissful week.